Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hello, and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. How's everyone doing? How was everyone's Thanksgiving? I hope it was nice. We had a really nice Thanksgiving. It was quiet for my family, but it was very nice. I know many people were alone this past Thanksgiving, and I'm hoping that they at least connected with someone they love. Even though there's a lot going on in the world right now, there is still so much to be grateful for. And maybe sometimes we just need to look harder for it. Remember, gratitude is the act of feeling and communicating appreciation for the people, circumstances, and things we have in our lives. It allows us to cherish our present in ways that makes us feel in abundance rather than feeling in lack. And being in gratitude reduces our risk of depression. So just a little reminder to try to find those things around you to be grateful for. I have an awesome guest coming out in a few minutes, author Rachel Wolf, and we're going to have a great conversation, so I'm super excited about that. A few things I would like to mention. I would love it if you would follow me on my social media. It can be Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, whichever you're on. I do have a public Facebook group called Postcards of Love, where you can join and post inspirational posts and stories, anything really uplifting. That's really the intention of the group. Of course, I post a lot of photography because that's my first love, so I look for great photos and I like to post those. I mentioned last week that I was thrilled to have my book featured on Om Times or in Om Times magazine. And from that, I've actually had a few people reach out to me and let me know that they were going to purchase my book. So thank you, Om Times Magazine. I'm so grateful. And as many of you who listen to my show regularly, you've heard me share about my book and about my book giveaway. And I extended the timeline on the giveaway. So if you'd like to participate in that, you must purchase a copy of my book, Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams, which is all about how to manifest abundance using postcards and, of course, creativity. And I have exercises and writing prompts in the book, along with 30 postcards and their manifesting stories that came to fruition for them. So it's really kind of cool. And once I reach the goal, my goal of 1,000 copies, I'm giving one lucky person $500 in cash, and I'm also giving away 50 free copies of my 30-day online Manifesting Through Gratitude visual course workbook that I created. It's 44 pages, it's a downloadable document, and it's filled with great information. So if you want more information about that, you can email me at postcardstotheuniverse@gmail.com. And if you do decide to participate, just email me your name and a proof of purchase and a date of purchase so I can include you in that. On Wednesday, December 23rd on my show, I'm going to be sharing some of the exercises for manifesting from my book and a couple of the postcards and their stories. And also as a special treat, I'm going to do a live reading. So I hope that you can join me right before Christmas. Next week, I have Marlena Full, PhD, who is globally recognized author, scholar, and speaker. She's a spiritual seeker whose work explores the depths of who we are and what's possible in our lives. Her significant body of publications on the topic, coupled with her own raw identity-changing experiences, make her uniquely qualified to write about her personal transformational change. And we're going to talk about her book, Nothing Bad Between Us, A Mennonite Missionary's Daughter Finds Healing in Her Brokenness. It's an incredible true story about family, love, and forgiveness. So that's next week's show. This week, as you guys have heard me mention, I always create a Magic Monday message. And this week, the It is from a postcard from a client, and her affirmation is the love guru. And for those of you who don't know, guru is a term for teacher, guide, expert, or master of certain knowledge or field. And a guru can also be one's spiritual guide. So I want to pose a question for you to ask yourself. How can you become a love guru in your own life? Now, I'm not talking about how you can show love to others, but how can you become the master at loving yourself? Everything stems from how we treat ourselves and how we love ourselves. And many of us, in fact, most of us, don't know how to do that. So this week, I want you to think of one loving thing you can do for yourself. At least one. More, but just start with one that you can do for yourself and commit to doing that. It can be anything. Put no restrictions on what you can do. Make this a commitment to do loving acts of kindness for yourself for just 1 week and see how you feel. And then if you feel good, which I believe you will, extend it for 1 month and see how that shifts your life. Okay, so I think that that'll be our homework for this week. How do we become more loving to ourselves? So I'm excited to share with you my guest today, Rachel Wolf, who is the author of Letters from a Better Me, How Becoming an Empowered Woman Transforms the World. After receiving her degree with an award in excellence in human development, she used her own 30-plus years of personal and spiritual development, along with her education, to fulfill her life's purpose of becoming a transformational coach. Her goal is to inspire individuals to make great changes in the world by becoming their best selves. She believes that being open and aware of who we are and how we can improve is the path to positive change within ourselves and the world around us. And you can find more information about her on her website, fromalovingplace.com. Welcome, Rachel. Thanks so much for being my guest today.
Hi, Melissa. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, me too. I'm really excited to talk to you about your book. So why don't you tell everybody before we get into the book a little bit about who you are and what inspired you to write this book?
Well, I actually wrote this book from a place of, I knew it was a call for me to write and help people move out of their own way. And it actually all started from a blog post that I wrote on From a Loving Place about judgment. And it was a letter from a better me. Mm-hmm. And that blog got picked up by another person, and it just made me realize that letters were such a powerful way to connect people and to connect to and to make us feel heard. And it's how I actually got out of my own way is, funny enough, writing letters to the universe.
Right? It's crazy, right?
Yeah. And writing and realizing, you know, and I do believe in that true power of manifestation. So it all began because I was in this pattern of toxic relationships. And when I realized that the problem was me, why was I kept attracting the pattern? You know, I wanted to blame them because they were like did horrible things. But the truth is I kept attracting them. So I'm going, I'm putting something out in the universe that's mm-hmm. not good for me.
Right.
And that's when I started writing the letters to myself and to the universe and to the best friends. And I realized like, okay, so I want to write a letter about getting my ideal partner. What do I want from, you know, what do I want? Mm-hmm. And I started doing this and started this whole barrage of doing things. And then I realized that I had to become everything I wrote about. I had to become everything on the list that I wanted because mm-hmm. we have to have inside us what mm-hmm. we want to attract.
Right.
So if it's not in there, we're not going to attract it.
Right. I think that's what's really hard. A lot of people don't realize that that's really important. That's important in the formula. It really is. Yeah. Okay.
It really is. And yeah. And if you are self-abusing, if you are talking horribly to yourself, That's mm-hmm. what you're attracting. That's what right. you project out. We can't hide from that. And that's what I think gets very lost. And so the book is trying to help people see where we do it, see how we do it and project out where in our judgments towards others, see where we project out and we blame the media, see where we project mm-hmm. out and blame, you know, all these different areas to understand that we've created this on an individual and a collective level.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. if our collective energy is mm-hmm. aimed at fear, lack, and separation, we create more of it.
Right.
So even if we're fighting for the good,
right.
if our energy is in fear, lack, and separation, we're actually contributing to what we don't want.
Right, so, right. And we're yeah. seeing, so we've seen that play out. We've seen yeah, that play out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we see it play out over and over again. You know, it started with gossip magazines getting popular.
Mm-hmm.
When we yes. started being attracted to mm-hmm. tearing others down.
Yeah.
That was the beginning, you know, that's the beginning mm-hmm. of not wanting, you know, it, whatever sells is what media has to do. That's their job.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, you're right. You're right. And that, and it's gone on to a lot of those terrible reality shows where all they do is scream mm-hmm. and stab each other in the back. And it's, that's probably why before when we came on, I was telling you I like the Great British Bake Off is because they're so supportive of each other, even though they're competing against each other. You know, it's like it's a different. But that's interesting that you said self-abuse. And earlier in my when I first came on, I was talking about this. And it was just a coincidence, which I don't believe in coincidences, that was the postcard for this week. And it was of the love guru. And to me, I interpreted it more as self-love instead of loving. Because when we love ourselves first, we automatically can then give other people more love because we have it in mm-hmm. us, right? So when you started talking about self-abuse, I think so many of us, most of us actually, are very abusive to ourselves and the way we treat ourselves. We would never treat our children that way or, you know, our little kids that way, what we do to ourselves. So what do you think about that?
The hard part is when we self-abuse mm-hmm. is we project that out. And so it will come back to us.
Right.
And what happens is it comes back to us in different ways. We either will abuse outwardly and not recognize it as abuse because we're doing it to ourselves, or we take on abuse.
Right.
And that can be emotional, it can be verbal, it can be physical. It depends on how much we abuse ourselves to how much we will accept, because the energy levels have to match both ways. So someone who's self-abusing, who is going for the rage aspect and goes for abusing somebody else, will match the level of someone who is self-abusing and going inward and accepting the abuse. So that was a very important lesson for me, because I was in a verbally and mentally abusive relationship. And I had to stop abusing myself to break that pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Because once I started treating myself better, I accepted less and less until I was able to walk out the door in peace. Mm-hmm. And the energies didn't match anymore. So even though the pattern of the person was to keep coming back and attacking, he didn't do that with me. Because my energy didn't match his anymore.
Right, because you shifted. You shifted your energy. Right.
And so I wasn't aligned. And you know how manifesting works. Your energy has to be aligned with whatever you're manifesting. So if you're self-abusing, you're manifesting that out to the world. If you're self-loving, you're manifesting that out to the world. So it's such a, it works both ways. It's not judgmental. It's not, the energy, the universe isn't judging us and punishing us, or it's whatever we put out, we get back.
Right.
And it's
right.
not about what somebody else gives us. It's about what we give ourselves.
Right. And I think that's hard for people to understand. So if we're talking about self-love compared to self-abuse, so you may be the kindest person in the world and you'll do anything. You'll give people the shirt off your back, right? Let's just say that. And you attract a relationship and the person that you're with is verbally abusive and he puts you down and he degrades you and he calls you names. And you may be saying, well, I would do anything for anybody. So this is where the disconnect happens. So then the person has to say, but how is your self-talk? What are you saying to yourself? What are you tolerating? What boundaries are you allowing people cross? Because people with high self-esteem have strong boundaries and they do not let people cross those boundaries, right? So that's where you find the answers of, and you're right, there's no judgment, but that's where you find the answers of, oh, now I get it. Now I understand why I have allowed this, because I attracted it this way because of the way I treat myself inside. And you can't hide that from the universe, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest point. And, you know, I really try to get uncover people that in my book is I try to uncover those little spots where we're doing it and don't even recognize it. I even have a section in there about when we give to the point where we're trying to get our worth in our giving and how self-sabotaging all that is. Because if we're giving to try to gain worth, we're not giving from a loving place.
Right.
We're giving from a place of lack and fear. And so we attract more. So then we become that doormat because we lay down because that we're trying to get our worth in somebody else. And
that's
laying down.
That's perfect. Okay, so hold that thought. We're going to go and take our break now, and I want to delve deeper into that when we come back. Okay, stay tuned.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on OM Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back. So I have Rachel Wolf, who is the author of Letters from a Better Me, How Becoming an Empowered Woman Transforms the World, on as my guest. Again, thank you, Rachel. Okay, so I'm I was really liking where the conversation was going. So we were talking about sabotaging, right? So you were talking about, mm-hmm. you mentioned self-sabotaging. So I'm going to let you just jump back in and elaborate on that.
Okay. So self-sabotaging is mm-hmm. when we have negative self-talk, we're going right. to self-sabotage ourselves. And I had learned this a long time ago, is however happy we believe we deserve mm-hmm. is the level of happiness that we accept from the outer world. So anything above mm-hmm. that level, we're going to sabotage. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's so important to treat ourselves that we deserve mm-hmm. as much happiness as we can. And that's why, like, doing these letters to the universe, doing your postcards, doing, you know, however you need to do it to connect ourselves, however we need to do it to connect ourselves with the energy of that abundance, of love, of peace, whatever mm-hmm. we need to do to connect that, that's what we need to do for us. And that's how we stop sabotaging ourselves, is when we treat ourselves the way we want to be treated by somebody else. It's not about them treating us that way. It's about us treating ourselves that way, giving ourselves time. We can't say that we want somebody else to give us quality time if we're not giving ourselves quality time, because we're mm-hmm. training people how to treat us. Right. So we sabotage by not taking care of ourselves. And it's interesting with what I do, you know, I'll have people say to me, I can't come from a loving place because I've been abused, I've been raped, I've been this, I've been that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If we believe that, mm-hmm. that is true for us.
Right.
So whatever we put out there, because that's putting it out to the universe.
Sure.
So we sabotage ourselves by saying we can't do that because of this. I'm a person right. who has gone through a lot of trauma in my life, a lot. Mm-hmm. And that includes rape and includes abuse. And I still, my mission is to operate from a loving place in everything that I do. Do I do it perfectly? No. But
right.
that's always the goal. That's always the vision.
You make a conscious choice to do that. You make
yeah.
that a conscious choice. And it's work. Now, I'm assuming that you discuss this more in depth in the book. So for people who
yeah.
are interested, yeah, you can get into the heart of this, because unfortunately we're restricted by time. Yeah, because
yeah.
because people really, it's not an easy thing to grasp, you know?
Mm-mm.
Like, if you're doing things to try to be kind, but you're not kind to yourself, kindness doesn't come back to you. And then you will say, well, I don't understand why everybody's not kind to me. I'm so kind to everybody else, but are you kind to yourself? Or if you're doing things for others just to get validation, what's going to happen is it's not coming from a pure place of giving. It's coming from a place of, I'm doing this for you so that you'll validate me. Right. And
exactly.
it doesn't work
exactly.
that way. It doesn't
nope.
work that way. Yeah. And yeah, it's practice. It's a practice.
It
you have
really
to remind
is.
Yourself all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, it's important to understand that however long we've learned these toxic patterns for ourselves,
mm-hmm. right.
it takes a while to unlearn and then relearn.
Right.
You know, it doesn't happen overnight. It's not, okay, I meditated for 30 days. Oh, I did gratitude for 30 days. There will be big changes in those 30 days. There always mm-hmm. is, because when you shift, everything shifts.
Right.
But to keep it going takes that ongoing work. We have to remember, we feed ourselves stuff every day. Are we feeding mm-hmm. ourselves fear, lack, and separation? Or are we mm-hmm. feeding ourselves love, abundance, and peace? Which
right.
ones are we feeding? That's why from a loving place, I do a daily blog called mm-hmm. Daily Aligning with Love, Abundance, and Peace, because it's all about understanding that it's not about just coming from a positive place. It's not just mm-hmm. about positive thoughts. It's actually about aligning our energy. It
right.
goes deeper than positive thoughts.
much deeper than positive thoughts. That's why just saying affirmations, like you can't just say these affirmations and then go out and, you know, trash yourself and trash everybody else you come across, right?
It just doesn't work. And that's our practice of fear, lack, and separation. If we can go and then read gossip magazines and go, oh my gosh.
I know, I know. Why, that's,
so
you brought that up. Why do you think that so many of us like those gossip magazines and like to hear terrible stories about other people?
Makes us
feel
better
about
ourselves.
Because so we're in that much pain collectively.
I really believe we are.
Okay.
I believe
I do too.
It's a lack of self-worth in all on all our parts. We've been trained to not feel worthy. Think about how women are sold makeup and fitness and everything is to look better, to be better. You're not enough exactly how you are. I mean, we're trained this way to that we're not enough. And so when we see someone messing up, like we all do, we all mess up. And now you're seeing even more so where people are ready to attack someone for a mistake and don't even give them a chance.
Right.
To have the learning experience from it. We don't even give them the chance anymore.
That's true. That is very, very true. And we get sold. We're always sold by consumerism and commercialism, you know, that we're not good enough. Right. That's why they're always selling us all these products. That's why.
Well,
so it's deep. It's a deep belief that we all carry. All of us, men too, but women, especially in the beauty industry, for sure.
Well, and, you know, fear agendas work on people when they don't, when you can get people to constantly attach to fear, lack, the energy of fear, lack, and separation. Mm-hmm. Fear agendas work on people. Cult agendas work on people. That repetitiveness of negativity without any proof works on people.
Right.
And it's all because there's something that hasn't been handled inside. There's something that we're trying to blame outward because we don't want to face something inside. And usually there's this buried shame in there.
Right.
And once we get there and once we realize that we do not have to be ashamed of any mistakes we've made in the past or our learning experiences. We're here to learn. And if we learn from them, they will empower us. If we suppress them and hide from them and then cover them up with alcohol and drugs and cover and numb ourselves, then they just manifest out and we create more areas to attach to other people's fear agendas.
That makes
so
much sense.
So it does go very deep.
Yeah, it's very deep.
And that's why it's like in the book I use letters because it's like your friend is talking to you.
Yeah, so tell everybody how you use the letters so they know exactly what you mean.
So the letters are used in a way in part one. So I have three parts. And the first one is to take your blinders off. It is bringing awareness to the surface. It is seeing where we contribute to our separation with ourselves. It's seeing our judgment. It's seeing our fears. It's seeing our shame. It lays it all out, but in letters that can bring up, the letters might bring up past abuses. You might recognize ways you've talked to your friends, ways you've talked to yourself, ways you've talked about other people. And then in part two, I bring people into that acceptance place of, okay, how do we build from here? How do we work that inner work? And it's like the awareness part is being the caterpillar. It's going through the muck. It's growing. Mm-hmm. It's the constant struggle.
Okay.
Then the acceptance is the chrysalis where we're absorbing new material and we're learning and we're reflecting and we're shifting what doesn't work in our lives. We're recognizing this isn't working for me. I'm not happy. So if I'm not happy, it means I have to do something different. What do I need to do different? That's that part. It's about building the self-worth and forgiveness and doing all the things to let go of that fear, lack, and separation. And then the third part is about taking action. It's about, instead of representing what we stand against, it's about representing what we stand for in the world. And how do we connect to that energy? Because that energy is what creates positive change, lasting positive change in the world. You know, one of my examples is, you know, when we come at somebody from that angry place, because we believe what we're doing is right, and we're coming in and we're attacking from that angry place, that creates that defensive reality where it becomes like two teenagers fighting. Whereas when we come from that place of love, abundance, and peace, and we can represent what we stand for, and it's more of a conversation to understand each other, it's not as defensive. It opens doors. So people can gain an understanding, because to see that it's not about being right. It's about understanding what fills us inside. And if that comes from a place of love, or if it comes from a place of fear, and how we got there. So,
Yeah, that sounds really interesting, because I'm thinking that what happens to a lot of us is something will happen, and I always talk about, even though I'm all about talking about positivity, I always like to say, I don't think we should ever deny our feelings. So if somebody did hurt us or abuse us, we are entitled to be angry. But we don't want to stay there, right? That's the problem, is when we stay in rage and we stay in anger. But I would never say deny it. If somebody crosses a strong boundary with you, you have a right to be angry and burn through those feelings and feel that, or be sad or be in grief. But what happens, and I see it, and it's manifesting in the world, right? Especially this past election, we saw it all over. So many people are showing us how scared, fear, and angry and rageful they are. And that's where they're living. And then what happens is, and you maybe you can help me, and what happened to me, I noticed, is a lot of times people would say or do or something, and I would feel it. I would feel that anger, and I would get angry. And I'm like, why am I getting angry? This doesn't even have anything to do with me personally. You know, like the self-righteousness feeling comes across and comes over. So what do you do with that?
So you've got a great point, because that's a really important point, is to understand the difference between the energy we project and what we feel. Having feelings based on something that happened to us is different than what I'm talking about, because it's important to respect, honor, and feel your feelings. But the problem is when we take our feelings out on somebody else. When we, because a lot of times our feelings that we react, where our instant reactions to people are, is about, tends to be about something that happened in the past. It's not even about what happened in that moment that created that trigger of feelings. Like, it's like a, you know, that toxic poison that we can spew out sometimes when we get really angry. That's the unhealed past when it becomes toxic. When we can feel our feelings, I always, you know, in my relationship with my boyfriend, we give each other space. If we're mad, we give each other space so we can feel, process, and then go back to each other, because that way we're not going to say anything from that spot. We're not going to say something from that energy that creates more of it. We're saying it, we can say, I'm hurt by this because, but from a place of peace, we can still feel our feelings and then take it out and use it to transform the world from a place of peace. Because it's not, we don't want more of that feeling. We have to always think of, what do we want more of in the world? If we don't want more hate, and we respond to the world from a hateful place, we create more hate.
Right.
You know, and, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. said that way back when.
Yeah.
It's not a different message. It's the same message that we have been getting since the beginning of storytelling. There's different messages. United we stand, divided we fall. You know, that's
Yeah, that's true.
You know, back from Aesop.
We know all this stuff. Like, it's just applying it, right?
Yeah.
And when you come from that place sometimes and you react in anger, like, it's good that you've figured out a way in your relationship to give each other peace. Is sometimes you'll say things in a reaction that really damages the relationship. It can really shift and damage a relationship.
So we can't do take want words to, back.
You can't take them back. You can say you're sorry all you want, but you can't take it back. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, but that starts from inside us, because if we're treating ourselves kindly and loving, not that we wouldn't still feel angry if we were hurt, but we would be better. I think it would, we would have better tools, because we've already, we're in a space of loving ourselves already. So the tools we would have would already be there. And we would just have to go in our toolbox and pull out those tools.
Yeah. And when we are self-loving, we become more self-aware. And when we have to face some of our traumatic past that will come out in layers, you know, we're more open to hold ourselves in a loving place in our anger, hold ourselves from a loving place in our fear, in our rage, in our, you know, with compassion, with love. Because a lot of times when people are doing hurtful things out in the world, it's because something happened to them way back that they've tried to cover up. You know,
Of course.
When we start facing that stuff, if we don't love ourselves when we start facing it, it can go one either way. And, you know, you were also mentioned, I want to bring to, because you were talking about feeling some of these other things and, you know, empathy and being an empath. I'm sure you, is about, we can take on other people's emotions without having to be connected to them. Because we're all energy. This is all energy. The universe
is
energy.
It's all energy. Right.
So
before
when
you
wait,
but I don't mean to interrupt you, but before you, because I want to talk more about this, but we're going to take our second break now and we'll be back and dive right in.
Sounds good.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Okay, so let's dive right in. So we were talking about being an empath, and I think that I am an empath. I do definitely believe that I can feel other people when there's a lot of stuff going on, I can feel it. So yeah, let's talk about that because a lot of us are.
So with empaths, you know, it's about taking on other people's energy. So if something, let's say something big happens in the world, a terrorist attack, you know, even this election, the last election we have where there was so much energy on both sides. It's not about a side thing. It's about all the energy. And, but when we tune into that, that's us being empaths. When we tune into that energy and we feel that heaviness, or that joy, that's the, you know, you were talking about the Great American Cook-Off and we were talking about, you know, you talk about the passion you feel, that's empath too. You know, you're feeling the joy. So it goes, once again, it's not about judgment. It goes either way. So when we're tuned into something big and we realize it, it can feel very heavy. I know I, after 9/11, I went into a depression because I didn't know enough about energy back then. I just felt this constant heaviness and I couldn't get out from under it. And I couldn't tell that it wasn't mine. And what I have learned to do over time and the more self-aware I became to understand my feelings better, when I really process my feelings and understand my feelings, I see clearly now what's mine and what's not. So if I feel this heaviness and I don't have anything of why it would be there, I'm tuning into something that's not mine. So then that for me means I need to do things to up my energy to let that go. Or if I need to do something about it, I write. You know, that's my tool. Is that's why I do my blog, is I'll get these messages to write about. And it seems to be what people need, you know, and then it will seem to be what someone else needs. And,
it's perfect right now.
I have no control. I have no control over that piece. And so with my work is all about perspective. And I talk about what works for me. I live the life that I want to live. And I do the things that I do because this is the life I want to live. If other people want to do it, great. If they don't, that's fine too. There's other lots of other ways to live. But when we connect to people's energy, we can open our own doors. And that's what I love about it is sometimes I'm like, it's just like with this show right before I did a meditation and the self-abuse topic came into my head and it just so aligned.
I know. You must have been hearing me right when you didn't even know it.
And so,
because I was writing, I always write notes. I always write notes before my show, you know, like bullet things that I want to make sure I mention. So as, and it was just flowing. So it was shortly before the show. So you were probably tapping in to it.
And people do it without knowing it. Like if you call a friend and they're like, oh, I was just thinking about you. A boyfriend calls or a partner calls at the exact time. It's like those are the energies connecting. Just because we don't acknowledge or tap into it the same way doesn't mean it didn't happen.
And I think a lot of us are, that's why there's depression right now is a big thing, especially with globally what we're going through with this pandemic, right? So we're feeling it because people are suffering in so many ways, losing loved ones or getting sick or losing their jobs or losing income or losing freedom of just going out. You know, yesterday I was running errands all day yesterday and I remember thinking, oh, I cannot wait to not have to wear this mask and be able to talk to people while I'm out and smile at people. You can't even see if people are smiling at you. So it is a lot to take on. And I think by remembering to do what we can about giving to ourselves right now, super important to try to keep us in gratitude and keep us, our energy up and keep our vibe up.
Well, and when this pandemic happened, you know, mm-hmm. I can talk about all this stuff, but I had to amp up my game. I had to do mm-hmm. more work. That's why I started writing Daily Aligning with Love, Abundance, and Peace, because I had to do more work. I have to write gratitude lists every day. I have to meditate. I have to connect mm-hmm. with different people on Zoom groups. You know, these mm-hmm. are things that if I want to stay in the energy that is going to be beneficial to me, there's things I need to do that.
Yes, and I started my postcards of love because of that. That's why I started. Mm. I started it during the pandemic because so what starts to happen now for me is I'm always looking for those inspirational stories or beautiful photographs. I'm constantly looking. Everyone's always like, where do you find these? I said, on the groups I look for them. So you know what? They show up in front of me. I don't even have to look anymore. You know, and that's what keeps me going. I get excited. I'm like, oh, I love this story. Or oh, what a beautiful photo or, you know, a beautiful piece of art. So, yeah, I get it.
Well, and for people who are struggling right now, I mm-hmm. highly suggest that just what you just said, look for nature photographs. Look on, mm-hmm. we have access to everything online. So if we want to laugh, there's videos we can laugh at. We can watch stand-up. Mm-hmm. We can do things to increase our energy. We can do things to get out of our story of pain. Because mm-hmm. we stay in a story of pain if we don't get ourselves out of that story. You know?
Right.
Whatever story we are telling ourselves, we can rewrite it. It's just we have to make the choice to do it. And so that takes doing the work. And, you know, I love that you're doing these postcards because I know you said before, it's like that creative energy creates mm-hmm. the space to literally manifest it. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I like doing is I do word collages. And so, you know, I've done a self-worth collage. I've done a definition mm-hmm. of love collage. I've done, you know, standard vision boards, mm-hmm. but just cutting out the words, all the words I want to embrace and feel and make my story about, when I put that extra energy into that creativeness,
mm-hmm. yeah,
my energy, creative energy, just through doing that.
Creative energy is very powerful. And I talk about that in my book too. Creative energy is super powerful for manifesting. I wanted to ask you, what was your biggest challenge for you when you were writing your book? Did it bring up a lot of stuff? Like what was something that maybe was unexpected?
Part one was the hardest part in my book to write because it mm-hmm. is about, I have to dive into all those things mm-hmm. that all the stories that hurt me, mm. you know, all the stories, those were all that a lot of the book is my personal hurt stories, pain stories,
right.
things that I've noticed about myself, things, you know, some mm-hmm. letters I do from a different place because I know not everybody has my experiences, mm-hmm. but a lot of it is my pain, you know,
right.
They asked me who the one reader I wanted to read my book was, and I said, it's that woman who was abused. It's that mm-hmm. woman who is abused, who can't get out of the abusive relationship, who just needs that awakening, you know, to help her. Mm-hmm. And because it was a book that was a one line in a book that mm-hmm. helped me shift to get out. It was one line.
What was the line? Do you remember?
It was in Four Agreements. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the exact wording. I'm not good at exact quotes. But
it's okay.
It was talking about how we only accept as much abuse as we abuse ourselves.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was horrible to myself. Mm. I mean, it was painful. I would be in the mirror bashing myself.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So it's to realize that I put that energy towards me out there. Mm-hmm. It was an awakening moment for me. And then the next moment, it was all in a very short period of time, is I looked at the definition of love, mm-hmm. and realized that nothing I was doing or accepting was love.
Mm. Well, mirror, that's funny.
Self-love or outward.
Right. Yeah. No, what you were doing was, yeah. No, you were treating yourself very cruelly. So the mirror is a great representation, because you look in the mirror, we criticize ourselves, and the world just mirrors back to us what's inside of us. So the mirror is great to use as a metaphor for everything, really, right? What comes back to us. So it's good that you transform that.
Yeah. In Byron Katie's book, mm-hmm. Loving What Is, she mm-hmm. taught me to look at other people as my mirrors. So mm-hmm. if I'm triggered by somebody else's behavior, that started to become a reason for me to look inside and going, okay, what is being triggered? Where is this coming from? And to see the one person I have any control of changing is me. That's it. I cannot change anybody else. I cannot do anything to make anybody else better. I can only change me. I can only be an example for other people. And mm-hmm. they have to take their own journeys.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
that's what I can change. That's what I do have control over.
Right.
So why would I give that away? And so that helped me to stop giving my power away. Putting expectations out to the world and not getting back. Why? You know, if I want something different, if I want to feel different, if I want to believe different, that's on me. I have to mm-hmm. read the books. I have to go to school. I have to do the work.
Right.
I can't make anybody else do anything.
Right. And we're a work in progress. Just mm-hmm. because you wrote a book or I wrote a book doesn't mean all of a sudden we're like, oh, we got all the answers. We got it all figured out. That's just not life. We're all a work in progress. Mm-hmm. We're constantly learning. We're constantly growing. We're constantly shifting. And yeah, so, and that's what is so interesting. And I like to listen to people who actually have been there and have transformed it, you know, that have sort of walked the walk and have stuck and dug in the muck, you know, and kind of climbed through the garbage to kind of get through, you know, like those are the people that I'm interested in hearing from, because they've been there, right? So I can relate. So my story might be able to relate to your story because I've also been there. So I want to ask you, because we only have a few minutes left, what is, like, who do you think your book is for?
My book is definitely for the woman who is looking for a way out of the prison of her own perspective.
Mm.
You know, because it's how becoming an empowered woman transforms the world. So it's about how to shift what doesn't work in our life. That's what it's about. So if you think your life is wonderful and great, the book might not have the tools that you need mm-hmm. to get to where you want to be, because you already are there. But for that woman who feels like they still have work, you know, and I totally believe in the universe. If someone is mm-hmm. meant to read my book, they mm-hmm. will find it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
true. It will somehow be talked about. I mean, it could be on this radio show. You just never know how it's going to get into somebody's hands if they need it. But, you know, everything that happens, I just believe that, you know, there are no mistakes in the universe. Mm-hmm. You know, and if we understand that our energy is attracting what we need.
Mm-hmm.
To see, to become aware of, to change, to grow, to shift, whatever we need, we're going to get. So hard lessons will come, but if we mm-hmm. learn from them, we can empower ourselves by them. And that's the beauty. That's the beauty of this amazing life, is we can choose. We have choices.
Yes. Yes, that's a good reminder. And tell everybody the best way they can find your book and how they can find you if they want.
The book is available in audiobook and Kindle and paperback. You can get it at any of your, you know, local bookstores would be able to order it. So you can support your local bookstores, or it's on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. You can find me on FromALovingPlace.com, and Facebook, From a Loving Place, is my platform for constant everyday support for living life from a loving place. So those are probably the best ways to reach me. You can message me on those sites. So if you want to have a conversation, we can.
Oh my God. Well, I want to thank you so much, Rachel, for being here today. It was so great having this conversation, and I'm going to have to have you come back, because I feel like we kind of like touched on a lot of stuff, but we need to go deeper. We can go deeper in our conversation. So I just want to say thank you so much. And thank you guys
for
listening.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. And I'll see you all next time. Have a wonderful week filled with love. Peace, everyone.